as I was saying when I came in, it's wonderful to see everybody tanned and relaxed and rested, except for all of the Land Use Committee that was here all summer. So that's all I just wanted to, but everybody else looks great. Just wanted to say that. I hope everybody is doing fine. I hope everyone's family is fine, and I hope everybody had a wonderful summer. And it's nice to see everybody, and looking forward to get back to work. We got a lot to do this fall. And as I've said in my weekly, the last couple weeks, I am planning on having a chairman's meeting on the 16th, which would be before our next board meeting. That'll start at 7 p.m. Okay? At this time, I will recognize Alderman Sangiolo, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. On your desk this evening, there is one piece of information. Excuse me, I just want to, let me backtrack a little bit. This is a regularly scheduled meeting for the Newton Board of Aldermen of Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2013. On your desks this evening, we have a docket addendum with a late file docket item for tonight's docket. Just want to let everybody know that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded, and that is all the business I have for you this evening. So in that case, I'll start with the first call of reports, and I'll recognize the Chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee this evening begins on page 184 of the report's docket. We have petition number 230-13, Fallon Custom Homes, Celine Gregoire and E. Ramon. Petition for a special permit site plan approval extension of non-conforming structure to enclose an existing open porch to create a mudroom of approximately 122 square feet and to build a new enclosed basement staircase which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.46 to 0.48, exceeding the 0.39 maximum allowed by right at 31 Loring Street, Ward 7 and Newton Center on land known as SBL 73295, containing approximately 11,374 square feet of land in the district zone single residence 2. Public hearing was held and closed, and the item was approved in working session by a vote of 7-0. Petition number 232-13, Tracy and Larry Richmond, petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a three-car attached garage and add second floor space and expand the kitchen, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.28 to 0.35, where 0.29 is allowed by right at 38 Beechcroft Road, Ward 7 on land known as SBL 72352, containing approximately 19,058 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 1. Public hearing was held and closed, and it was approved in working session by a vote of 7-0. Moving on to page 185, petition number 233-13, David Sands, trustee of 37 Baldpate Hill, Road Nominee Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure in order to expand an existing mudroom and to construct a rear addition to the first and second floors, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.36 to 0.41, where 0.29 is allowed by right at 37 Baldpate Hill Road, Ward 8, on land known as SBL 822552, containing approximately 23,455 square feet of land in District Zone Single Residence 1. Public hearing was held and closed, and it was approved in working session by a vote of 7-0. Petition number 234-13, Peter G. Smick, petition for special permit site plan approval to widen an existing driveway to allow side-by-side parking for two cars in the front setback, including the removal of an existing retaining wall. Getting older here, excuse me.
What happens when you try to go too fast?
No, it's not fast. It's when you can't quite, when your arms get too short.
I understand.
Yeah,
I
understand. It's as my good friend from Ward 3 just pointed out, it's my age. So an existing retaining wall at 48 Summit Street, Ward 1, Newton, on land known as SBL 122128, containing approximately 5,010 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 2. Public hearing was held and closed, and the item was approved in working session by a vote of 7-0. Number 235-13, Jacob and Associates, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use slash structure for the addition of a canopy over gasoline pumps and for a freestanding sign at an existing gasoline service station at 1232-1236 Washington Street, Ward 3, West Newton, on land known as SBL 31414, containing approximately 20,933 square feet of land in District Zone Business 1. Public hearing was held and closed, and it was approved by a vote of 7-0 in the working session. All other items were held. However, at this time, I have to do two things, one of which I don't see the docket numbers. I'm hoping the clerk's going to be able to help me out. In the meantime, if I may be recognized to sign public hearings,
please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
So on the docket, page 188, public hearings to be assigned for October 15, 2013. Number 291-13, Newton Restaurant LLC, Pinky's Place LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use to increase an existing non-conforming restaurant containing 74 seats to 116 seats, utilize an adjacent parcel to meet a portion of the required parking, 11 stalls, and to waive the requirement for an additional 5 parking stalls at 1205 Chestnut Street, Ward 5, Newton Upper Falls, on land known as SBL, it says SBA, but it should be SBL, 514511, containing approximately 12,012 square feet of land in District Zone Business 1. Next item is 292-13, Stephen Pettit, and Ron Hoytosh, petition for a special permit, site plan approval, dormer wider than 50% of the exterior wall of the floor below at the rear of an existing single-family dwelling at 324 Tremont Street, Ward 1, Newton Center Corner, on land known as SBL 72113, containing approximately 5,505 square feet of land in a district zone multi-residence 2. And finally, a public hearing to be reassigned for October 15, 2013. The following item, approved by the Board of Aldermen on December 3, 2012, was the subject of an appeal by the Greater Boston Chinese Cultural Association to the Massachusetts Land Court on December 10, 2012. On January 30, 2013, the Land Court remanded the item for a new public hearing. Petition number 190-12, Young Investments LLC, Newton Community Service Center petition for a special permit site plan approval to demolish an existing two-story building and construct a three-story, 36.5-foot, multifamily structure with 13 units with a 1.47 FAR, 996 square feet of office space on the first floor, an 18-stall, below-grade parking garage, a retaining wall greater than 4 feet in height and setback, and to waive 11 parking stalls and certain parking dimensionals at 429 Cherry Street, Ward 3, West Newton, on land known as SBL 331212, containing approximately 13,398 square feet of land in District Zone Business 1. And now I need to ask for a motion to suspend the rules so that I may poll my committee on the withdrawal.
A motion has been made by the Chairman of Land Use and seconded to suspend the rules to report on a couple of extension of times for two docket items. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President and Mr. Olson. The first item is an agreement of time to extend time in which to act on 272-12 and 272-12(3), which is the Hotel Inigo, through October 31, 2013. The second item is an agreement to an extension of time in which to act on 258-12(2) for Riverside. Reason being, as people I'm sure appreciate by this time, September is a very difficult month to schedule around all of the holidays, election days, and other things that will be going on. Obviously, yesterday was a holiday as well, so we lost another Tuesday. So in order to accommodate the holidays in September, and to finish up the Riverside and Hotel Inigo projects, we asked and the petitioners agreed to an extension of time within which to act. I do want to note, however, that there is a deadline in mid-October for voting on the zone change, which we can't extend. So if we blow by that date, then we will have to re-advertise and have another public hearing on the zone change before we can vote it out of committee. So at this time, I'd ask to poll my committee. Let's start with 272-12(3) on Hotel Inigo. All favor. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor, 1 absent, 1 vacancy. Second item is an agreement to extension of time, 258-12(2), which is the Riverside Station project. All in favor of the extension. I have 6 in favor, none opposed, 1 absent, and 1 vacancy. And that is the report of the Land Use Committee, and I move it this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Danberg. Alderman Johnson.
I know this is going to be a real surprise, really lengthy report, but there is no report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No report.
Next, they have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, they have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report, but I'd like to be recognized to sign a public hearing.
Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
If I can find it. It's here someplace.
On page 191.
I got it. Public hearing to be assigned for September 11, 303-13, NSTAR Electric Company petition for a grant of location to relocate pole number 466/5, a distance of 1/2 foot on the northwesterly side of Salisbury Road, 296 plus northeast of Cabot Street. That's it.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I do have that as, just to clarify, 8.5 feet. Is that correct?
Eight.
Just so that anybody that's listening knows, or I just wanted to clarify.
I thought it was less than that. Wait a minute. I don't see no 8.5 feet. Oh, I beg your pardon. Distance of 8.5 feet.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Next, I have the Finance Committee chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to need to ask for two suspensions of the rules tonight. The first one is in order to report out an item that we met on earlier this evening for which there is no written report.
Okay, the chairman has made a motion to suspend the rules to report out an item that was met on earlier this evening with no formal report. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The item is docket item 287-13, is honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $50,000 from the fiscal year 2014 budget contingency account to inspectional services full-time salaries account and to increase the inspectional services department's full-time employee level by one position. Briefly, we were joined by Maureen Lemieux this evening to explain the request. This is basically to provide some staffing to the department. There is a long-term illness, so they are down an employee. I think everybody is certainly fully aware of the workload that Inspectional Services certainly has right now. The item was amended at the request of the administration. The dollar amount is still the same. It's still $50,000. But we were asked to break it into full-time salary account of $44,000 and temporary staffing salary account of $6,000. So that motion was made and accepted, and the item was approved in finance by a vote of 7-0, and I would move the docket item in the report.
Great. That item will now become part of first call. And
I also need to ask for suspension of the rules to accept a late file item. So I would move for suspension of the rules.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded for finance to accept a late file docket item to tonight's docket. All those in favor of suspension of the rules for the late file docket item will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Can you just read that in, Mr. Chairman?
It is docket item 304-13. His Honor the Mayor requesting approval of a settlement of workers' compensation claims against the City of Newton in the amount of $25,000 relevant to injuries sustained by an employee in 2006 and 2007.
Great. And that will become part of our referral docket this evening. Okay. Is there any other business before the board this evening before I ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call
of items in our referral docket. I just did want to remind folks before he did do that, we do not have any meetings tomorrow night to observe the Rosh Hashanah holiday. I believe some of the committees have rescheduled, so please check your calendar to see when those have been rescheduled. And at our next full board meeting, we will also be recognizing the Little League baseball team who won the states, correct, and will be here on Monday the 16th, and we will honor them, and we will also be honoring the Envirothon team, correct? I had that right. I had to say that a couple times, Deb, before I said that, but both will be here, and the board will recognize them, and we'll have some refreshments after, okay? Any other business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Items number 258-12, forens 2, and item 272-12, on which I'm excused.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 2 absent on all items except the 2 extensions of time where the vote is 20 yeas, 1 recused, and 2 absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry, and our docket, new referral docket is referred. Is there any business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I will recognize the Chair of Programs and Services. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:06 p.m.